Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. Historically, October 1st would be the start of the free application for our federal student aid or FAFSA season for students looking for assistance in paying for college for the 2024-2025 academic year. However, this year, there's some changes underway. From the federal government, who calculates the amount of money students are eligible to receive in financial aid. Because this topic is already confusing during a normal year, like who picks October 1st? But anyways, since this year is extra confusing, we've brought in an expert here at Monco to help clear some things up and actually give our listeners, students, faculty, staff, family members some tips when it comes to the financial aid for FAFSA, the FAFSA process for our students. So that's the federal student aid for our students. So I'm very pleased to have Katie Robbins. She is the Associate Director of Financial Aid for Student Relations, and she'll talk about the changes being made to the FAFSA application, the dates. Hopefully, we'll get some inclination of what's going on and what this means for students. And we'll also talk about the other aspects of the financial aid process, including scholarships that are available to students and how Katie's office and team can help students in need. So without further ado, welcome Katie to the podcast. I think we know each other, right?
Yes, we do. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to be here.
Welcome to Monco.
Thank you.
We are so glad that you're with us today and especially on the podcast, and you're new to Monco. So this isn't your first time on campus though, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So let's start telling our listeners and even myself a little bit about who you are and how you got here. So go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. So I'm the Associate Director of Student Relations in the Financial Aid Office here at Monco. I have a master's degree in higher education counseling from Westchester University. And while I was a grad student there, I had the opportunity to work here at Monco in the Financial Aid Office.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So doing a little practicum work.
Yep.
All right.
So
okay,
it was
cool.
My first time.
How did I not know that? I must
I don't
have
know.
Missed it.
Oh, it was over the summer, so
okay.
It was like a little niche
right.
thing that
okay.
I did. I originally wanted to be an advisor, so I figured financial aid
yeah.
would be helpful to know.
Yeah.
So I did the internship here over the summer, and I actually fell in love with financial aid. So it's really nice to be back, this full circle moment of,
yeah.
you know, falling in love with financial aid here, and then 9 years
yeah.
later, here I am in this role. I've worked at several different kinds of schools, almost every school that exists,
mm-hmm.
private, state related. So I'm really happy to be back. And I really enjoy working on the student relations team, kind of front-facing and helping my team help the students. So it's really fun to be back.
Well, we are glad that you're here. That
Thank
is
you.
For sure, because I know one thing that's usually on my mind is the costs involved with going to a four-year or two-year institution. And although Monco is really affordable for the quality of the education you're receiving, a lot of our students still need the help and assistance. So
yes.
let's talk about this thing called the FAFSA.
Sure.
What is it and why is it so important?
Sure. So FAFSA is actually an acronym. It stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where you get started in
right.
applying for financial aid. So
yeah.
it's the first thing you're going to do. You need to complete it, and it's going to be sent to all of the schools that you want it to be sent to.
Oh, cool.
So for incoming students, if you're not sure where you're going to go, you want to get financial aid packages from different
mm-hmm.
institutions, you can add up to 10, soon to be 20 schools on your FAFSA.
Wow.
One of the changes they're going to make. And then those schools will prepare your financial aid package. So it's really just literally step one. What you need to do is fill out the FAFSA. And that's going to determine your eligibility for federal aid, for PA, state aid. And then a lot of schools will utilize the FAFSA to determine, you know, like institution-based aid as well, like scholarships and if they have any grants or anything like that.
So it will really determine what each student individually is eligible for. Because
yes.
I think that's the other thing we don't always talk about is students might have varying levels of financial need, but also what's the eligibility?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep, that's
Look
correct.
At me, my financial
You're
aid
doing
knowledge.
Great.
Okay. So traditionally, students have been told repeatedly that October 1st, they better start filing their FAFSA for the next academic year. But this year is different. Why is that?
It is different. So it will go back to being October 1st for next year, but for this upcoming year, so for 24-25, which sounds so weird to say at this point.
I know.
It's going to be different. So the FAFSA is undergoing a major overhaul. It's hopefully going to be simpler for our students and their families.
Good.
And, you know, shareholders to fill out. The federal government's changing the way they calculate aid. So it's a little bit different. We're hoping that it's going to make students or increase students' eligibility for things like the Pell Grant, which is free funding coming from the government. One major thing is they're changing what was called or is currently called the Expected Family Contribution, or EFC. That is kind of the figure that the federal government would utilize to determine aid eligibility.
Okay.
It was confusing because it really isn't what the family is expected to pay. So the name was kind of, it didn't make sense. So they're changing it to what's called the Student Aid Index, which is exactly what it's meant to be. Yeah, it's an index. It's
funny,
a number.
We put these titles on
things. I know. Yeah. But this, hopefully, it makes more sense, because when you would say, well, your expected family contribution, maybe it's zero, that's not, unfortunately, what you're going to be expected to pay in a lot of cases.
Right.
Or if your EFC is $1,000, that doesn't mean you're only going to pay
$1,000. So it was misleading.
And for us in the field, we understood that, you know, it was just a benchmark number. The federal government used whatever calculation. We don't even know what calculation they used to figure this out. But now it's going to be a little bit more straightforward, I think. So it's going to be called the Student Aid Index, or SAI. And that is going to be what they're going to use to determine, you know, a student's financial aid eligibility and how much federal aid the student's going to be able to get. Other changes as well, but that's really the major one. So hopefully, and they're going to do away with some of the questions on the FAFSA that were a little bit more confusing for some families and students completing it. So the whole process is called FAFSA simplification. So time will tell if it actually is more simple, but we really have high hopes that it's going to be a little bit better for people.
On average, if I sat down at a computer and I filled it out, about how long do you think it takes parents, students to navigate the old way, because we're moving into the new way that's going to be improved.
Yes.
But just a general idea, how much time should a student or a family set aside to really focus on it and get it locked in?
Yeah, I think it's kind of twofold, right? Like, first, you want to get all of your ducks in a row. You want to get all of your tax information together. You want to create your FSA ID, which is what you need to use to sign into the FAFSA and electronically sign it. Both you and your parent would need that. So you want to have that set up. You want to have your tax information. So we do prior year. So to make things extra confusing, for 24-25, you're going to use 2022 taxes. So you want to have those in front of you, all of your tax documents, all of your, you know, documents that you'd need.
So once I have all my documents, now I'm ready to sit down. I have my little codes all set up.
Perfect.
How long should I plan to set aside?
I would set aside about an hour. If you're able to import your tax information from the IRS, which is also something that's changing, but in this old way, you're able to kind of link to the IRS and bring all your tax information in. If you're able to do that, you should be kind of in and out, unless you have some major nuances with your, you know, tax information.
Yeah.
But I would budget about an hour just to give yourself some time. You can go back in, so you can save your spot if you need to do something or go somewhere, and then come back in and finish up.
That's very helpful.
Yeah.
When will the application be available for students completing, do you estimate?
So they're saying December. We don't really know if it's December 1st or December 31st.
Yeah.
So we haven't had the chance to even see what the new application is going to look like. So we're kind of in like a dicey time right now. We're not sure what it's going to look like. We don't know when it's going to come out. We're getting new and more information every day from the federal government. So we're getting there, but we're not 100% sure on the date right now.
Okay. Students that have questions. So let's say I'm at Pottstown and a student comes into my office and says, I have some questions about financial aid. What's the first thing that I should direct that student to do?
Sure. So I guess it would depend on the time of the year, but if it's right now, they can certainly meet with someone on your campus.
Yep.
We have someone there in the student relations team who's able to meet with students.
Yep.
We take walk-ins, appointments, either virtual or in person. So, you know, anything that they need. We also, you know, obviously monitor email and stuff like that. So some way, somehow, someone's going to be available to answer their questions really at any given time. We try to make it as convenient as possible. But yeah, once your FAFSA is submitted, we will have all of the information that we need to provide you with all the information that you need.
Well, and I will say, from my own personal experience and working with your team, they are definitely helping the students and then some. So
yes.
I will say that. Okay.
Yes, we have a great team,
you
always
do.
Ready, willing to help, go above and beyond. I'm so lucky to
you
have
are.
Them. They're great.
Who should complete the FAFSA?
Yeah, so I would say every student should.
Right.
Yeah, we have, you know, other places I've worked since I don't have as much experience here since I'm fairly new. I will say some families will come and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to qualify for any aid. I'm just not going to do the FAFSA. I would say, you know, we just talked about it. It's an hour. It's an hour, hour out of your time. You might as well do it. A lot of funding, like institutional funding, is dependent on a student having a FAFSA on file. They might not even look at what's soon to be your student aid index or your current EFC. They just want to see that you've done it. So I would say it's better to just do it.
Because you might be eligible for other things that you're not aware of.
Yep. And even if you're only eligible for loans through the federal government, that can still help you because there's no extra steps to get those loans. You don't need a co-signer. You're already approved for them. So if something happens and you were planning to pay out of pocket and something happened and you can't and you need to tap into those loans, you already have the FAFSA done. They're already sitting there waiting for you to accept. So I would say all students should do it, you know, even if you don't know what you're going to be eligible for, you won't know until you actually complete the FAFSA.
I know a lot of students are completing the FAFSA, but then they're also interested in maybe scholarship opportunities. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for that?
Yeah. So Monco has a foundation that has scholarships available, but it's all really the onus is on the student to apply. So students really need to go seek those out and apply for them. Same with outside scholarships. There's lots out there.
Yeah.
So when I was in my previous position at a different institution, I handled all of the scholarships and I saw all of the outside scholarships coming in for these students. There are tons out there. They really are.
Apply.
Yeah. You have to look. You have to know where to look, and that's what we can help you do.
Yep.
There are sites out there that will match you with different outside scholarship opportunities to apply for, which is great. But it really is, you know, it might be that this particular scholarship is requesting an essay be done or something like that. So I say, you know, if you spent an hour or two on an essay and you wind up winning a $1,000 scholarship,
that's a pretty good
return on investment for sure. So just seeking them out. Check with your employer, your family's employer, your church, your civic association, all of that. There's lots of funding out there for you.
I had a friend that worked at a grocery store
all
through high school, and the grocery store gave her a significant amount of money to go to college. So you never know
what
I worked funding
in retail
sources. Yeah.
All throughout high school, and that place I worked had
a scholarship,
you know,
or something.
Scholarship, stipend, you know, so it's out there. And hey, $500, $1,000.
It makes all the difference.
Nothing to sneeze at. It will help you with books, transportation costs, whatever you need it to help you with. So just seek them out. They're out there. You know, might just require a little bit of research.
So a student looking for scholarships can contact your team.
Sure.
Or also go to our foundation at mc3.edu/scholarships.
Yes.
For more information.
Can. Yep.
Okay.
And applying for scholarships, a lot of people will, you know, email in the middle of the semester and say, hey, you have any scholarships available? Unfortunately, that ship has sailed. You really want to apply
early on.
The spring and summer, really, before the semester begins.
Before the fall?
Yep, exactly.
All right. There's also a program for Montgomery County employees.
Right.
Can you touch on that?
Sure. So anybody who works for the county, they can, and their dependents can get two courses for the price of one. So it's for both in-person and virtual classes, if you're interested in doing that, or online classes, I guess I should say. If you work for the county, you know, you can go ahead and take advantage of that. So it's a really nice perk.
And that's two courses for the price of one here at the community college.
Yes, that's you got
great.
It.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Lastly, can we talk a little bit about what students need to do once they receive their federal and state financial aid? So I get my information back. It's posted, right? What do I need to do now?
Yeah. So a lot of students don't realize that there are certain benchmarks that you have to maintain to remain eligible. So financial aid can be taken away, unfortunately. You know, they're looking to see that you're making progress on your degree. They're mm-hmm. looking to see that you're doing well. So you have to maintain at least a 2.0 GPA,
mm-hmm.
and you have to complete 67% of your attempted courses. That's usually the one that trips mm-hmm. people up. They'll come to us and say, well, I have a 3.0 GPA. Why don't I qualify? Well, you withdrew from a bunch of classes.
Those
and that,
W's yep. on your transcript, friends.
Yes, they
do
can,
not help.
They don't. And, you know, that's great. You didn't bring your GPA down.
Right.
That's fantastic. But they want to see that you're making progress on your degree. So if
yeah.
you keep withdrawing and you're not completing 67% of the courses that you attempt, you're going to fall below what we call satisfactory academic progress, or SAP. And then you'll be hearing from us. It'll be on your student service page or self-service page that you have to do an appeal. So just something to think about while you're kind of in school.
I'm going to put on my academic affairs hat
sure.
for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So students that are struggling to or have or thinking that they might not do well in the class or for whatever reason, so they turn to the W,
mm-hmm.
I encourage them to really talk to their academic advisor first
mm-hmm.
and even have a sit down with their faculty member and say, look, what are my options here?
Sure.
I want to do well in the class. I've had a little bump in the road. Are there any? I think students need to be prepared for, no, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
But you never know. You could ask and really self-advocate just to reduce those W's
yeah.
on a transcript so that you are in good progression, right?
Right. And of course, we don't want to see you get an F and
no,
drop your GPA
no, no,
down.
No, no,
so
no,
withdrawing
no.
is obviously better than
yep.
that. And when you go through the appeal process, so say, you know, you withdrew from a class, it brings you below the 67%,
yep.
you have to do what's called an appeal. And our team will look at your appeal.
Yep.
We can ask for documentation. If you, you know, say, you know, I met with my academic advisor, I was on, you know, track to fail the class,
yeah.
and they said you should withdraw, that's some good documentation that we can see
yep.
that, okay, you were advised to do it, totally understand, and then we might be able to approve your appeal, and then
yep.
you'll get, you know, more time
to
get aid and get your GPA or completion rate back up to
good
what
to know.
It needs
good
to be.
Good to
yeah.
know. But
yeah.
stay away from the W.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah,
if you can. We like yeah. to see, you know, letter grades A through C specifically.
That's right.
But
yeah. Good advice.
Yeah.
In closing, what is the best way for students to learn more about you, your team, the services
sure.
moving on in the future, just to help them in their financial journey as a college student here at the college?
Yeah, so our website is a really good resource. We have all different like tabs and different sections of the website. We just built one for the FAFSA simplification,
mm-hmm.
so it gives a little bit more information about the new dates, what's changing, all of that. You can make an appointment right from the website. So definitely a really good resource. You can email us at enrollmentservices@mc3.edu. Give us a call. Stop in to College Hall. We'll help you.
Yeah.
And we have student services assistants who kind of touch on everything from advising to financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
So they can either help you or get you in touch with.
Or direct them.
Yep,
yeah.
With
great.
Someone who can. So lots of resources for students to come see us and get help.
And then my final question. You thought that was going to be my final question. I have one more question.
Sure.
Once the federal government tells you this is the date, how are you going to get that out to our students?
That is a great question. So maybe I'll get a megaphone and go out here.
Wear a t-shirt that says it,
you know,
right?
something. But we will definitely put something on the website, like
okay.
bright and shiny
right.
to show people. I have envisions for like a texting campaign.
Oh, I like
putting
that.
It out on
yeah.
The self-service page for students.
Maybe in Connect.
Yep.
Maybe in Canvas.
Yes.
All
open to
places.
All suggestions just
all
to
right.
let people know. And then we will start. So we have to go in and see what it kind of looks like. We'll look at a demo and stuff
yep.
like that. And then we'll probably start, depending on the date, you know, if it comes out in the middle or end of December,
yeah.
after you come back from winter break, we'll be here ready and waiting for you to get help. We'll have FAFSA workshops, sit you down at a computer, help you out with it. So, yeah, we'll be.
I like a good communication campaign.
Yes.
So.
We're going to try. I'm all for like postcards sent home, whatever,
right.
whatever works. So, but hopefully we'll get the word out there and we can start getting these in for next
That's
year.
That's great. Well, welcome yeah. again to Monco. We're
Thank
glad
you.
That you're back. I'm glad to reconnect with you
yes.
in a new life. Here we are.
I know.
We really appreciate having you take the time to be on the show to talk about the important financial aspect of being a college student. I thank you and your team for the work that you do here at Monco
you.
And your knowledge that you share to help students as they navigate what can be sometimes a little bit of a challenge. challenge, but I want our listeners to know that there's individuals that are here to coach you and help you through the process. I think that's the most important thing. You know, it can be confusing, but I'm confident with you and your team, you're here to help. So
we certainly are.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you again for being here. I would like to extend special thanks to our sound recording and music technology alumnus, Quinn Senta, for producing the show. And thank you again for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories from our Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown, and thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco momentum.